All right, so please lie on your back and let your arms and your legs just be really comfortable in a comfortable position. And if you are comfortable with your legs long, you can start with scanning a little bit with your legs long. But if that's not comfortable for you, then of course, have your legs bent. But if you can, even for a moment or two, get a kind of initial situation of what's going on with the contact with the back of yourself and the sense of comfort in the legs and in the pelvis and in the spine. And now, whether your legs are long or bent, sense to the right side of the spine. Like you have the spine in the middle and you want to sense just immediately to the right, like maybe just a half an inch or an inch to the right of the spine. And then kind of roll your sensation out towards the whole right side. So it's like a wave of sensation, noticing where your spine is, immediately next to the spine on the right, and then just kind of sweeping it over to the right side of the ribs, the right shoulder, the right side of the pelvis and the lower back, the right arm, right hand. And then going down to the right leg. And now do the same thing on the left side of the spine, starting at the middle where your spine is, and going half an inch or an inch to the left. And then sweeping your attention all the way to the left side of the ribs, the left shoulder blade, the left side of the pelvis, the left arm, and the left leg. And now bend your knees so both feet are standing. And now again, do the same thing with just with your knees bent. Is it at all different? Is there any change in either the ease of sensing that or in the kind of contact that you experience? And now use the left foot just a little bit to kind of just roll your whole torso a little bit to the right side of the spine. So you're going to push a tiny bit with the right foot. I push a little bit. So you can feel, well, how does the right side of the spine and just that part where the kind of where the ribs meet the vertebra, just how does that part of you feel receptive to the pressure coming over? And let your head roll a tiny bit with that too. So it's like the whole spine is going to turn as a piece. The lumbar vertebra, the thoracic vertebra, and the cervical vertebra in the head. All it just feel that receptivity of the right side. And then pause in the middle. And with your legs bent again, press a little bit now with the left foot so you can, no, with the right foot, so that you can roll now everything in the torso so that there's a little bit more pressure, a little bit of receptivity to the left side. Right, just very easy. Just feel, well, how receptive is that? Or does it feel like there might be a area that is a little bit resistant or stiff? From the tailbone all the way through the spine to the head, just going a small amount to the left side of the spine. Okay, and then lower your legs again. And just see from that one small movement, does something else come up in your sensation and your ability to sense and feel? And it's a good time to be aware of the breath, like what parts of you are responding and moving to your breathing. And now bend your knees. And you're going to bring the knees over your chest. So you're going to lift the feet from the floor, bring the knees over the chest so the knees are wide, and place your hands in the fold of your knees. So your hands are behind the knees. That's right. And if you can have your thumbs together with the fingers so you don't have to have a lot of tension in the hands. That's right. So the arms and the legs are connected and you have the legs wide. Now begin this movement with your knees. So begin to bring the left knee towards your chest and the right knee away from the chest. That's right. And come back to the middle and do that. So that is the only movement you're doing, is bringing the, so don't hold your hands in the middle. Each hand holds its own leg. That's right. And you pull the right, the left knee towards the chest and let the right knee go away. And you might be able to feel that there's a sense of rolling a little bit to the right with that. Let your head follow, but you're only going to the right side of the spine. And you're making this movement initiate from the legs, just very simply, very easily. Now notice what happens in the back of your neck. Can you keep your head long or the neck long so that you're not lifting the back of the neck away from the floor, nor are you lifting your head? There's this idea that the spine stays long. And you're just like a rolling pin, rolling over just to the right side of the spine. How easy is it to come back? And what do you do with the legs to come back? Right, so pay attention now to this movement of reversing, right, and coming back, how the legs move. So they have this reciprocal relationship, right? One coming towards the chest, one going away from the chest. Very nice, just super easy, reducing the effort in the arms and in the hands. And sensing the feeling of balance, that you're not worried about falling over at all. Great, and bring your legs back to the middle, take your hands out and take a moment to pause and rest. All right, bend your knees again. Good, and bring them towards the chest and have your hands the same way. So they're in the fold of the knee, right? And the thumbs are with the fingers. And again, going to the right side by pulling the left knee towards you and letting the right knee open a little bit more. And now go as far as you can go until you feel the right elbow touch the floor and then come back. That's right. So just the head follows, all of you just rolls very easily. And you're aware of that light touch of the right elbow. And the whole power and initiation of the movement is from the legs. So the rest of you doesn't do much of anything except follow along. Is the head staying on the floor? And now one way to know that if you're keeping the spine long is the distance of the chin to the chest. If you find when you're rolling that your chin is moving away from your chest, see if you can go a little easier or a little smaller so that your chin and your chest maintain this relationship. So there's no arching, the sense of length of the spine is always there. And the right elbow just gently kind of kisses the floor and comes back. Okay, great. And come back to the middle, let your legs down. and take a little bit of a rest. And sense that length of the spine from your sacrum to the back of your head. And how is the pressure on either side of the spine? Okay, bend your knees. Bring your hands in that folded space behind your knees again. The right hand to the right knee, left hand to the left knee. And now do the same thing going a little bit to the left. So start by pulling the right knee towards your chest and letting the left knee go away from the chest. And gradually you kind of grow this movement till you can feel like you can just go to the left side of the spine. And the important things about developing this movement is to keep the neck from arching without stiffening, of course, but letting go more and more in the chest and in the ribs so that your head rolls on the floor, the spine stays long, and any places that feel stiff, like, ooh, that's a bump you're rolling over, see if you can just soften, let go there a little bit. And to come back, the knees change. So you pay attention to this reciprocal movement of the knees, one coming towards you, right? One coming away, and to come back, then the knees change. And gradually go until you feel your left elbow now, kind of just gently touch the floor, make contact with the floor, and then you come back without straining. If you find that you're going that far starts to make your neck contract, then go build it slower, smoother. Very, very easy. And really observe the knees now. Really observe this movement of the knees, one towards you, one away from you. Okay, and come back to your middle, whatever is your middle space, and lower your legs, lower your arms. And again, if you are comfortable with your legs long, to take that moment of just feeling, did something feel a little softer in your back? Or maybe there's a sense of more length or width. When you notice your breathing now, what can you feel in the back? That as we do these movements, we're rolling over the spine where the ribs are attached to the spine. And that's where the ribs have a joint to move. So you might be able to feel a little bit of movement or even just have that sense or expectation of feeling some movement there. Is there a difference in the right and left sides? Okay, bend your knees again. And then you're going to bring them over your chest, but this time bring your hands in the middle of the knee so you can put the right hand in the fold of the left knee and the left hand in the fold of the right knee. Right, so your arms are crossed inside the legs and your right hand holds the left knee and the left hand holds the right knee. And it's easy. Find an easy way to use your hands. Now notice which hand is closer to your head. Right, there's one arm on top, And there's one arm on the bottom. So we'll reverse in a minute, but just starting that way. And now do the same kind of rolling with the knees going to the right side. And it's weird, right? It can be a little challenging with the arms crossed to realize, like, how do I pull the left knee towards the chest? Because now you're pulling the left knee towards the chest with the right arm and letting the right knee go away from the chest with the left arm. So go very gently, very easy, keeping that same length of the head, the same length of the spine, and clarifying for yourself this knee action. And it's really just a whole leverage thing, right? The legs connecting to the pelvis, which connects to your lumbar vertebra, the thoracic vertebra. And you just go over the spine, soften the joints where the ribs meet the spine. How's the breathing? Are you holding your breath at all? Remembering that often we hold the breath when we think something is difficult. And this can be very easy. How do you come back? Can you come back as smoothly and as easily as you go over? And now change your arm. So you put the other arm on top, but you'll still roll to the same side. You'll still be rolling to the right, but you just cross the arms over a little bit and clarify again, making it really clear for yourself to know what the legs do. That as you roll to the right, the left knee comes towards the chest. The right knee goes away a little bit. And you come back without any jerky movements. It's really like you're just rolling over those joints. Okay, and come back to the middle and lower your legs. Okay, bend your legs again. And just get a sense now, what is the sensation on each side of the spine? And now bring the knees over your chest and crossing the legs, the arms in the middle. And start going to the left now by pulling the right knee towards your chest. And really make sure that you begin with your knees, so that the body just follows. Right? That as the weight of the left leg goes to the side, it pulls on the pelvis, it pulls on the spine, your head can roll. And now notice that distance between your chin and your chest. Can that be the same? So you don't have to arch and let the head lob backwards at all. You just finding simple, holding in the fold of the knee, and that coming back to the middle and going over is the same ease. You don't have to jerk it. And wherever you feel like a little bit of stiffness, or sometimes that stiffness can feel like you're rolling over a rock.
Question?
Mm-hmm.
Are your arms supposed to just be going along for the ride, or are your
Your arms are going along for the ride, but they're following the movement of the knees. So you might pull a little bit on the knees, but you don't really kind of haul on the knees. It's just allowing the legs to do more of the movement. So your arms are crossed in the middle of your legs. That's it. And now you're going to the left side. Mm-hmm. That's easy. Good. And now cross your arms the other way. Put the other one on top and continue that exploration to the left. Just going a little bit to the left. And is it clear to you which knee is coming towards you? Sometimes the arms are more dominant in our left-right orientation. But here we want to bring all of the attention to the movement of the legs going to help you shift the weight, roll a little bit. That's what rolling is, right? It's just changing the weight from the middle of yourself to the side, the places that feel stiff or lumpy, soften. Let go there. Easy. Good. Come back now to the middle and lower your legs. How is the breathing into the back? How is the breathing into the sides or the front? And then the touching on the floor. If you scan the parts of you that are, you can feel, you actually can feel the contact. All right, bend your knees. And notice the width of your knees right now, right? So everyone has them kind of in a middle width. So that's where we'll start, with just the legs and that kind of middle width of the knees. And now interlace your hands and bring them behind your head. And can you have your elbows the same width as your knees? So you pull the elbows up a little bit, so they're the same width of your knees. And then very gently on an exhale, begin to just lift the head easily and direct the elbows towards the knees. Not sitting up, just folding the spine, just rounding the spine a little bit. The right knee points and shines directly towards the right elbow. The left knee and the left elbow are shining towards each other. Just very simple, but the feet stay on the floor. So you keep the feet on the floor. You're just folding the top part of your spine a little bit, very, very simply. What presses backward now? So can you feel something right in the spine is pressing backwards, maybe in the between the shoulder blades or just below the shoulder blades. So you might even feel it all the way down to the lower back, just simply. And now have your knees extra wide. So bring your legs wider than you usually have them. So your elbows match that now. And now direct your elbows towards your knees. Your feet stay on the floor, but your legs are just a little extra wide. Very gently again. Just a few times as you exhale. What parts of you are now having to move backward? Maybe it's the same, or maybe you feel a little change somewhere, maybe in the back, the lower back. And now do a few with your knees very close together, almost touching. If you can have them touching, you have them touching, but you just bring them close together and have your elbows now matching the width. So now you're going to have your elbows very close together. And just gently folding. Feel how the spine changes. what parts of you touch, right? Every small change makes a small change in the response of the whole system. Sometimes we can be super sensitive and feel that. Other times it's happening, but the awareness might not be as developed for that. It's okay. All right. And bring your arms down, bring your legs down and rest. Bend your knees. And now you're going to hold your head again, but with the non-habitual interlacing of your hands. So all of you have come a lot. You know what that means. You just change the interlacing of the fingers over one hand. And have your knees in the middle, this kind of middle position, right? They're not touching. They're not super wide. And now as you lift, think of bringing the right elbow and pointing it towards the left knee. And then you lower. Just do that a few times on that one side. So a little tiny bit of diagonal. Now notice how the pressure on the back of you changes, right? That there becomes more pressure now over to the left side. Just easy. You're not trying to touch. Just going in a diagonal direction. And can you do this as you exhale? So the front of you as you exhale closes. You make it very easy. And then do a few to the other side so that you bring the left elbow now towards the right knee. And then compare, how does the weight on the back of you change as you go to that side? Often there's one side that you can really feel the diagonal turn and the way the back receives the floor. And then just alternate a little bit, one way, one the other way. And can you make the sensation against the floor even? And it's always a good idea, like whatever side does less, let the other side do that little bit too. Don't force or push anything. If one side only, you feel pressure change on the shoulder blade and not in the ribs, then you just do the shoulder blade on the other side too. Or if you feel it more and more ribs, you're just trying to make it so it feels very even. Okay, and lower your legs and lower your arms and pause. Okay, bend your knees. And now have them wide, super wide. Interlace your hands the non-habitual way again. And then do this diagonal folding of bringing the left elbow towards the right knee once, and then the right elbow towards the left knee. And looking again for that sense of symmetry of the pressure against the floor. So you can make the movement very small to just feel. And each time your head goes back to the floor comfortably, maybe do 3 or 4 movements in each direction. And the weight of the head is carried by the arms. So it's not like you're yanking on your head and pulling on your head, but your arms carry the head and you don't have to go far. And now do that same thing with the knees close together. Almost touching, or touching if it's okay for you. And again, make that movement symmetrical. the arms, carry the head, but don't pull on the head. That's right. Easy, simple. Great, and come back now after you've done that a few times. Lengthen your legs, lengthen your arms. And just allow your sensation and your awareness to go to the whole sense of the self on the floor. And the sense of breathing. We can take advantage of the clean air day to appreciate our breath. Are you aware of any sensation changes against the floor? Or changes in sensation in that sense of getting a little wider from under the arms all the way to the waist? And then, of course, there's the sensation of change in the front with the movement of the chest and the movement of the belly. All right, and bend your knees. And bring your knees over the chest and bring the right hand in the fold of the right knee, the left hand in the fold of the left knee. So your same hand, same leg, the knees are wide as we were in the beginning. And now beginning with your knee movement of pulling or moving, not really pulling, but moving the left knee towards your chest, the right knee away, begin to roll to the right. And go as far as you can go to the right so that the right elbow, you feel the contact of the right elbow. And you may even go all the way so that the right leg touches the floor and then the left leg can start to come over on it. So grow the movement of rolling over there and then to come back, grow the movement of coming back through the action of the legs. So you don't have to kick or pull as you soften the ribs and let the spine be very long. It becomes very easy to then just pull the left knee towards the chest as you come back to the middle and then lift it and then the right knee comes up. Mm-hmm. That's right. So you're just going to the right a few times, making that there's no jerking or moving too erratically. And then the next thing is sense the length or the distance between your chin and your chest. Keep the length of your spine. Let the upper spine, the upper ribs soften. And you can go all the way over and even pause a moment on the right side. And then begin the movement by bringing the left knee towards you, lifting it towards the ceiling. And now start to go over to the left side. Same thing, just growing the movement a little bit at a time. Sometimes one direction is easy, the other direction you feel like you fall, then go less until you can find that you have balance going to the left. That you could use that principle of reversibility that we use for controlled movement so that there's no falling. The head curls and follows, the chin doesn't get pulled away from the chest. You're not letting your head lob backward. And then you could go one side and the other side, just enjoying that movement of the legs leading you. So the legs, when you're in the middle, are wide. Right? And then you go to the side. They stay wide until the top leg comes over and folds and rests onto it. That's right. So there's the widening of the knees and this kind of forward and backward relationship of the knees. And your breathing, can you let your breathing just occur? It doesn't have to be matched in any direction. It just is supporting you in the movement. You feel more and more this ease of length and that there's no rolling over lumps. There's no rolling over stiff places. It's just soft and easy. Very nice. And now come back. It looks very beautiful. Come back to the middle and slowly lower your legs and bring your arms down. And take a moment to appreciate whatever change comes to your attention. And sometimes it's in the thinking, right? That the thoughts are easier or the mood and kind of emotional tone is changed. And your lungs expand as a balloon, right? All directions as you inhale. And then they shrink in all directions as you exhale. All right, bend your knees. Now interlace your hands, whatever is comfortable for you. You can do it either way, habitual or non-habitual. Bring your hands behind your head. And now lift your knees towards your chest. So now you'll have the same movement of the legs. So you want them wide in the middle to start. You'll have the same movement of the legs, but you're not going to be holding them. And start to build and grow the movement, rolling to one side with the head lifted now. So you lift the head, hold the head up, and let the legs lead you so that you can go to one side without falling. And then you can come to the middle again. So you're rolling now just across and over the ribs, like you've taken the head out, but the head being lifted helps the spine flatten, right? That's it. So now you use the leg movement again. Think of your legs. Think of the legs. Don't arch. So if you find you're bending your head backwards, that's you're using too much effort. Right? Just letting the legs, as you roll to the right, bring the left knee towards you and let the right knee go away. And then you can bring, and gradually you'll be able to develop the movement so that as you get to the side, one leg is on top of the other and you can bring the arm all the way to the floor and you kind of rest a moment on your side. And then you start again with the legs, and the body, the torso, the spine just follows. It's a very nice feeling when you get this coordination and the sense of no fall, the sense of control, reversibility, that you could stop at any moment. Right, and one leg leg comes on the other, and then to come back, you bring that knee towards you and then up. Beautiful. Okay, nice. These are some very early developmental movements that babies play with. It's how we learn about balance. Babies don't like that sense of falling. They think it's one of the fears that we're born with. Okay, and come back to the middle, lower your legs, lower your head, and once more, taking that moment and just appreciate the sensation, appreciate the breathing, and appreciate this kind of care that you've had to take with your movement to make the movement very easy. Now bend your knees and bring your, interlace your hands either way, whatever you'd like to do behind your head. But now you'll keep your head on the floor. So you're going to roll your head with your arms now. Bring the knees towards your chest, have them wide, and do the same thing, initiating from the movement of the legs, and just let your head roll over the hands. And you may find your head comes a little away from the floor. And when does that happen? Or it stays on the floor. So you just roll over and you're kind of in a ball in that, it's often called like the fetal position, just rolling over, keeping the head long, the spine long. And when your arms are up like this, you have to really find a way to soften the shoulder blades, right? The muscles that hold your shoulders. If they're stiff and being rigid holding the head, it's like you're rolling over lumps. So find a way to have your arms holding your head really easy, really easy. And that you're just compelled to follow your legs. You're just by, and pay attention to that movement of the knees, the really forward toward the chest and backward kind of piston of the legs. That you could become a perpetual motion roller just from this ease of the legs, right? And when you have it soft and smooth and easy like that, you might be able to just speed it up a little, but you start from the legs, start from the legs. You might do a little bit, just slightly quicker action of the knees toward and away from the chest. So you can roll over, there's no lumps, there's no falling. It's still a controlled movement, but a quicker controlled movement. All right, and come back, lower your arms and legs. Yeah, some of you have moved, right? That's how babies find themselves in another part of the room. They're rolling around and suddenly they're across the room. So just adjust yourself again. And we'll do it one last time now. And this time the arms are just free. They're not holding the head. They can be lifted in the air up to the side. You'll find what you want to do with them. Bring your knees over your chest. And now following from your legs, bring one knee towards you and then let the arm follow over and then come back again. That's right. And you can see there's a wisdom to the movement that it's automatic that we can follow the arms following, the legs following. Right. There's no falling. And now here it's kind of an interesting thing to play with this concept of reversibility. Can you stop at any point and change direction? Like just say, I'm going to stop there. Then you know you have total control. You can go halfway and then go back to the same side or go 3/4 of the way and back to the same side. So just a few times, stop yourself somewhere and see, can you continue to the same side or go to the back to where you came from? Knowing that this is really a movement that you have discovered how to do so easily. Nice. And now go super slow and observe and appreciate how much control you have. Like you can do increment by increment because you've softened and lengthened the spine. The rib joints where they meet the vertebra are all able to accommodate your weight. And you can go really, really slowly with very little power, just letting the legs, the body wisdom of movement. That there's this wisdom of when the arms follow. There's the wisdom of when the head follows. Our earliest ways of learning about ourselves through this movement. Right, very lovely. And then come back, lower your legs, take a final pause here and rest. This is a really nice thing to do every morning on the floor because when you can do it reversibly, when you can feel this ease, it means all of your muscles are in their kind of normal resting length. There's not a lot of contraction of the spine or the neck or the hips. And now sense the length of the spine along the sides of the spine, the way you're touching the floor. Sense of breathing, that full expansion of breathing in all directions for the inhale, and that full kind of shrinking of the breathing space with the exhale from all directions. And this comes about from the ability that you have to modulate the effort and use a quality of movement that's really our birthright from babyhood, this quality of ease, this quality of simplicity, not struggling. And that's what we mean by integration, integrating the movement, that integration is the sign of well-being, that ability to change and integrate movement. All right, and then as you're ready, you're just going to roll to your side in any way that you like, including the way we've just been doing, and then come up to sitting and standing and see how you feel in standing. Right, noticing the weight on your feet when you come up. The sense of the length of the front of yourself between the sternum, the bottom of the sternum and the pubic bone, that length, the length of your back, sense of the sides, where the weight is on your feet. And then walking a little bit, taking time to just appreciate and allow your sensation to come forward. And then that is the end of the lesson.